4341790. You can also reach us at brasstacks@starcomnetwork.net, 266-IVOB for our WhatsApp messages. Good afternoon.
Good afternoon.
Yes, sir.
Hey, pleasure speaking to you for the first time for the year.
Well, Happy New Year then. Good hearing you.
And Merry Christmas, well, to where I
am. Right where we are, dude.
This is nothing serious, nothing heavy, political, economic, nothing like that. It's just a bit of general knowledge. And spurred by one of your ads, I keep hearing, now it's hurricane season. You've been playing it all morning and heard it all week and so on. Mm-hmm. And part of it says that during the hurricane season, depressions, storms, hurricanes will form in the Atlantic Ocean and may threaten our island as they move across the Caribbean Sea.
Wrong. Yes.
Well, Dennis, don't.
Because we're in the middle of the Atlantic Ocean. I've said this over and over, but people don't get it.
But Dennis, you are reading my mind. Now, just a few months ago when there was the T20 business cricket here in Barbados, mm-hmm. one of the commentators on the TV said that he's in the Atlantic Ocean in Barbados. And someone next to me said, he got it wrong. Nope. I said, no, he's correct.
He is absolutely correct. We are completely surrounded by the Atlantic Ocean.
Dennis, you and I can touch and agree on this. You're the first person that has understood me before I can even develop my point.
So I know, because it's something I've fought with all the time when I tell them Barbados is outside of the Caribbean Sea. The Caribbean Sea is that body of water trapped between the archipelago and the Central American mainland. We're not there. We're in the Atlantic Ocean.
You're correct, then. I think two things from my upbringing that I can understand why my fellow men would say that we are not. One, as a child growing up in primary school, I remember well, you were given a map of Barbados. Mm-hmm. On the right side, you see the Atlantic Ocean. Mm-hmm. On the left side, you see the Caribbean Sea. Mm-hmm. And then it got worse. It has been immortalized in song. Yeah. Beautiful Barbados, gem of the
Caribbean Sea, yeah. I mean, in the middle of the Atlantic
Ocean. I would suggest to people that we are linked to the Caribbean through two things. One, language. We all speak English in this region. Mm-hmm. And secondly, political, obviously, because we are the same colonizing masses. Yeah. For that matter, Guyana, which is part of
the South American mainland,
would be considered Caribbean. However, strictly speaking, it isn't.
It is South American. It's South American
country. And if anyone wants to challenge me on this, they can do this research, which I did this morning. Mm-hmm. Go on the web, type in St. Vincent, St. Lucia, two islands that are directly west of Barbados, and see if the body of water between Barbados and St. Vincent, or Barbados and St. Lucia, tell me the name of that body of water in between there, and they will have the answer to the question.
So, if you sail the Caribbean, if you get into the waters and navigating, I think then they would know where the Caribbean Sea is and where the Atlantic Ocean is. But we sit in the middle of the Atlantic Ocean.
One last thing, Dennis. Mm-hmm. Sorry to prolong this point. I want to be very brief. Mm-hmm. One last thing. I think because I grew up on the west coast of Barbados, yeah? Uh-huh. And sometimes you have tourists who will come, and the people taking them around will tell them the Atlantic Ocean is also a rough, that's the east coast, and it's rough, and the placid. Yeah. And I said, no, it's nothing about rough or placid. It has to do with windward
and leeward. You should start rewriting the books, sir, so that they would listen to you. Because it is. And the other thing I think we need to understand as well is because of the importance that geography and these, you know, oceans have played in the history of the Caribbean to better understand why we are the way we are. This whole question of colonization and how many different colonial masters we have has shaped the way we are as a people, how we react, how we treat each other, how we speak to each other, the nuances of the British and the stiff upper lip, because Barbados was always British from colonization to independence. It has made the Bajan culture a specific type of culture that you would not find in a Jamaican or Trinidadian or somebody from the Bahamas or Haiti or anywhere else.
Or even St. Lucia, because 14 times with the French.
Precisely. And even Grenada, because again, and even bring it right down to the way our people walk and talk, because you have mountainous regions, and it gives a different feel to the personality from each of the islands. And I think when we understand that, we will see where our differences are, we will see where our similarities are, and we stop painting everybody with one brush. But that thing about the Caribbean Sea is something I, like you, have fought for years. I really have fought it for years.
I'm hoping that the writer of the public service announcement that goes out, it goes out daily, several times a day.
It comes from the,
I hope that the writer, please, at least go back and look in an atlas. Please correct me. I'll fix it.
Fair enough, sir.
Very much, sir.
And perhaps they will explain why we sometimes miss the brunt of the ravages of a hurricane. Brass Tacks, good afternoon. Hello. Brass Tacks, good afternoon.
Hello, Robert. Hello, Johnson.
Yes, sir.
Nasser.
Brother Nasser, how are you?
Doing?
I'm doing good. I'm doing good.
Let me call you back, brother. Hello, hello.
You're Johnson. On. All yours.
No.
Yes, sir.
How are you doing, man?
I'm doing well.
How's the family?
They're doing okay, sir.
Okay, look. First, can you define me what is a criminal?
Sir, a criminal is someone who is taken to court on a charge, found guilty of that charge, and they're branded criminal.
No.
If they serve their sentence, if we are the people that we say we are, we should then know that they have served their sentence and they should be forgiven and they should be treated as a member of society who fell and who got up and who hopefully is correcting their life. That's how we should look at it if we are as Christian as we say we are.
Right. Now, so therefore, why I ask you that? This is why I call you, but why I ask you that is, how can we say someone that a criminal went to the opening of power?
That's because, sir, that was a statement that was made, and I left it as being a political statement made in a political environment, and that's where it should be because they're covered by privilege, and I am not. I can't make those statements about anybody, sir.
Because I can't.
Not even people incarcerated, because they tell me they have rights.
Of course, there was.
And there are some people incarcerated who didn't do nothing.
That's right. Found guilty in them that they didn't do.
And they have some people who are as guilty as sin and walking about because they've not been charged with anything. They've not been found guilty of anything, and they're walking about. And I can't make that determination sitting here, sir.
But Mr. Johnson, I'm glad you bring it. I should say that because we have to be careful calling people criminals.
Which is why I pulled the gentleman, sir, because let me say this. You know there's something that I learned in school called what? Give a dog a bad name and hang him. We like to do that too often to people, sir.
Okay.
Some have done, some have not done, but we like to do it too often.
And not only that, Mr. Johnson, a lot of people do a lot of wrongs and get away.
Yeah.
And like you say, a lot of people that are in prison have not done any crimes.
That's correct.
But no, it's just a lot. Some people, because we don't know, right? But this is why we record to talk about. Because I hear this guy talking, and I just decided, and by the way, I'm glad that, you know, that gentleman just talking about the Caribbean and Barbados and so on. Everybody in Barbados should know by now, unless they didn't go to school, that Barbados is not in the Caribbean. You don't think so, Mr. John?
So, I think they should, but I don't think they do. Because, so look, you know, we and that's the other thing I say from time to time, right, Brother Nasser, that we throw names at things so often that it sticks, right? Because of our political, sometimes because of our ancestral connections, we just lump all in one and say, we Caribbean people. Or then this other one that I don't like at all. I've fought this one from in school. This word, West Indian. I remember telling one of my teachers once, listen, Columbus didn't know where he was. They were going to pelt him off the boat.
And he saw
a piece of land. And he said, look, that's India. Right. There are the Indians.
That's right.
You can't call a Pakistani an Indian, and he looked more like an Indian than me. So why are you calling me a West Indian? I used to have this argument in school, and they used to throw me out of the class. So I stopped.
Everybody in Barbados should know that Guyana is not a Caribbean, as they call it, country. It's a South American country. Okay.
But why we don't, we got Suriname, we got Cayenne, you know, right. French Guyana, Dutch Guyana, yeah. We might as well call Venezuela then.
Let me tell you what I call you about. You know, they said that it was a man on this earth called Jesus, the Son of God.
All right.
And he came down this earth and he's supposed to be doing some fantastic things.
Mm-hmm.
And the people kill him. And the reason why they kill him, because they could not understand how no human being could be as honest and right and as generous as this Jesus and them this.
Mm-hmm.
Then the terror wrote a book called the Bible, and then put all kind of things in that book and try to relate it all the time back to Jesus. And a matter of fact, they put a section called the New Testament, and they have a section called the Old Testament. So Jesus is the star boy in the New Testament. Now, the question I want to say is, Ms. Johnson, nobody on earth today knows anything about Jesus other than what they read in the Bible. You believe I'm wrong, Mr. Johnson?
No, where the story, is where the account of his life is. So unless there's another place that is written somewhere, that's where it usually is captured, sir.
No, I say all that to say this here. There are so many people in this country, I suppose in the world, but in this country, who know everything about Jesus, the shaking tambourines, they know when he's coming back, they know everything about Jesus. You know, they ain't know nothing about Jesus at all, because the people who wrote the Bible would have written to suit their time and in their day. Not that they were disrespectful. And we today are fighting this Jesus, fighting to get this Jesus back, and he's soon coming. These people, when they know that even the people who wrote the Bible, they don't know anything about Jesus either. The point I'm trying to make is...
You're supposed to be inspired to have written it, sir.
Right, but you know, Mr. Johnson, if I get my level of intelligence, you can inspire to do what you like.
Well, sir,
to keep your children in prison in your house. I could be inspired to live my children around all about wild.
I hope that would not happen.
No, they're too big now, and they all on their own now. Powerful men and women, so I ain't going to worry about them. But what I'm saying, Mr. Johnson, when I say I don't worry about them, I'm their father, so I still have all them. But I mean, I don't have to head it. How any decision they make now, they're responsible for. What I'm saying, Mr. Johnson, mm-hmm. I believe the time has come in this country when barbarian people, the black ones in particular, must understand that shaking tambourines and trying to get Jesus back on this earth that they will never know anything about cannot be as important right now as looking out for each other and making sure that we do justice and fair play for each other. In other words, we must stop trying to destroy one another because you, Johnson, could speak on radio better than me. So I vex about that. I could do Rod Iron better than somebody else, so to vex about that. Somebody could prepare, because I know a lawyer is only as good as he prepare for the case that he's doing. You know that, Mr. Johnson. I got to tell you that.
Yeah.
So he could win 25 cases, and then he could lose a case that you think he should win because he's so great. No, he did not prepare for that case.
Or somebody was better prepared than he was.
Right. Well, if you're better prepared than me, you can beat me. No, this is the problem. Mm. I want people to understand that, yes, there's a universal creator. And I'm very concerned of the conditions of our people. Our people spending too much time trying to get Jesus back on this earth and not enough time trying to bring justice and fair play among themselves.
You see, sir, and this is exactly the point where you and I always find ourselves in the same boat, no matter how many times people get annoyed about our conversations.
Don't worry me.
What you're supposed to get from any religious organization or any religious teaching is how to best live your life with your fellow man.
That's right.
And if we continue to use these things to divide ourselves without finding a way to understand and work and live with each other, then, sir, religion and the teachings make no value at all. It has no impact on our lives. If it doesn't teach us to treat our fellow man in the same way that we would like to be treated, if it does not explain to us what loving your neighbor means, if it does not understand what you just mentioned, justice and fair play, then it makes no sense. The Reverend Dr. Martin Luther King, I don't know whether he belonged to the Baptist faith, the Seventh-day Adventist faith, the Roman Catholic faith, the Anglican faith, it didn't matter. When I listen to the words of the Reverend Dr. Martin Luther King, I hear someone who's inspired to live a good life.
Right.
Now,
right.
He may have made mistakes because he's a man, and all of us will fall. If I listen to the teachings of Mahatma Gandhi, or Mohandas K. Gandhi, the Mahatma, as he's called, I don't care whether he was a Hindu, a Muslim, a Buddhist, a Papist, whatever he was. I hear in his words a reflection that says, this is how you should treat a human being. And sir, I find too many people, and right now I gain information about, you know, why Len you talk and saying this and saying that, and you're crying down Christianity because you're Muslim. But sir, I don't understand why people always go to that level if they don't, either don't agree with what you're saying or they don't like the tone of your voice or whatever it is you say. Sir, I have never heard you say
crazy things too.
Sir, everybody. I mean, yeah, anyway. I got to go to the latest.
Before we go, Mr.
Yes,
Johnson,
sir. Uh-huh.
You see Jehovah Witness? They have a book out.
Yeah, you always talk about it, yeah.
You see, they have a book now out on family. Uh-huh. And every home in Barbados should get that book and
read it.
I will never be a Jehovah Witness because I believe strongly in an eye for eye and a tooth for a tooth. Because I know it's the only law that makes sense. But I am telling you that if people read that book on family life, on the Jehovah Witness, and practice it, half of the marriages that are about to go down this rear now
will not
survive, and the rest that are about to marry now, they're much anymore anyway, would have a policy to live by.
Okay, sir, we will talk some more. We have the lunchtime edition of The Latest coming up. 266-IVOB, send a WhatsApp message there, or you can send an email to brasstacks@starcomnetwork.net. The WhatsApp message said, Dennis, I'm not sure if I understand you clearly when you responded to the lady about the UPS or the device that the service provider recommends that you install, and without an option, even though it's increasing her light bill, as she claims, and you responded by saying you have to shop around to get the best device that will be more cost savings or something to that effect. That's not what I said, okay? When Flo introduced fiber optics, they gave you a UPS and it came as part of the package. Then they stopped providing it and said you would have to get it yourself. I asked the corporate communication specialist, whatever her correct name is now, Marilyn, sorry, I'm not calling your correct name, but your correct job title, sorry. I asked her when last she called me on air about it, and she said there was a change in the policy of the company. And she mentioned the place where you could get the UPS. Now, and that's why I told the lady that you would have to find the best price that you can on it if you wanted to install one. The fiber optic device that's plugged into your house is plugged in. It has to be powered by electricity. And when electricity goes off, you lose the service unless you have a UPS. Okay? I wasn't saying that the company was right to do it. I was just telling her that that's what happened, because I've actually had the situation where, because the service was provided at two different times, one service got the UPS and one did not, even though it was at the same residence. So I wasn't saying that it was the way it had to happen. I really got to be careful how I speak. Brass Tacks, good afternoon. I think I'm being misunderstood more often than not.
Mr. Ellis? Mr.
My name is Dennis Johnson.
Mr. Johnson.
Go ahead.
Mr. Yeah. Johnson.
Mm-hmm.
Right. I want to just make a quick intervention, so to speak. I didn't really plan on calling, but Mr. Nasser, Muhammad Nasser, pricked my mind there a bit.
He pricks a lot of people's minds.
And I would prefer to talk some politics, but I leave that for a little later down.
Uh-huh.
And but what I want to ask Mr. Nasser and people who think like him, there is a popular moderator that also takes somewhat of a similar position against the church. So what I want to ask though, not you directly, Mr. Johnson, but
I know through me. Go ahead. Mm-hmm.
These folks in general, uh-huh, that think that way, that seem to want to see the end of the Christian approach to life, to our lives in this world. They want to take the Christianity out of, not only Christianity, but religion, and whether it's Muslim, Confucian, Chinese, or whoever you might have. They seem to want to take those aspects out of this world. The question I want to ask, when you remove the Christianity, the Confucius, the Muslim, the various religious entities, what will you have left, and what's going to be come of this world with all those factors eliminated?
I don't think he wants to eliminate Christianity. You know, maybe I misread Brother Nasser. Okay, and people ask me why he always talks to me. Perhaps because I listen to him more closely than others. I know there are people who don't believe in religion at all. Okay. But as I said to Brother Nasser, my feeling, I don't like getting into religious arguments because sometimes people come with this, my book is better than your book thing. And I have a problem with that. Somebody asks, why does Brother Nasser believe that his book is correct and the Bible is wrong? I believe that religion should teach you how to deal with your fellow man. I believe that it should set an example of how we should live and how we should treat each other, respecting the Creator, respecting everybody's differences, seeing that there are differences, and trying to make the world a better place for all of us, for mankind to exist. I think without those rules and regulations, even the animal kingdom got rules and regulations. So I don't believe when people tell me we can be like animals, because animals have a hierarchy. They have rules and regulations. I think what people get upset about is when they seem to think that your spirituality or your religion makes you feel that you're better than me or you're greater than me or you want to push me down. And then we have this conflict. And we have it with every single ethnicity, every single color, shade, and creed. So I don't believe it's a black thing, a white thing, or a green thing. I just believe it's a human thing. And I always ask people this question. If you're stranded in the middle of the ocean, right? Sharks all around you, your surfboard break. And a man comes up with a boat and says, brother, can I help you? You're going to tell me if he's a Muslim, I ain't coming to you? Left me here, I waiting on a Christian to come and pick me up, or vice versa? Because we don't think that way.
Give me a little piece to come back there.
Yeah, sure. Absolutely, man. We're having a conversation, I hope.
Okay. But so the question I can still repeat and So when you take religion, the teachings, the practices, which is generally to better, hoping to better mankind.
Mm-hmm.
Now, I don't know if everything is there is perfect. I don't know.
I don't think it is anywhere in the world.
But I know the intention is noble. Right. I know the intention is genuine to get the best out of mankind.
Mm-hmm.
So I am saying, when you remove that element from this world, I am saying there are some countries in this world who don't show no respect for religion.
For each other. Right? Agreed.
And you can see the result
in their people. And how they react with people who are not who they believe is not of them.
And the high crime rate in which that exists in some of these places. Yeah. When you remove it, so where are you going to left with? They're going to left with dog eat dog.
And the survival of the fittest, yeah.
Mm-hmm. That's what it is. Mm-hmm. So we got to have something in there for people to look towards, even in the darkest moment, that they feel, hey, there's someone to call on, that they want to feel good about something good. Not about the bad things in this world, but they want to look towards the best. And the best is in Christ, right? The best is, whether you like Christ or like the Christianity or whatever you is, you got to have something to believe in. So don't try to take apart and destroy an element that has caused us, that has brought us this far. And will take us a lot further as long as we continue to recognize it.
I want to tell you, I have often said that one of the things that I would like to believe, if nothing else, is that there's a place somewhere where the injustices of this world becomes balanced or treated. Because if it isn't, then being good makes no sense. But by then, it won't make a difference to me. But so I agree with you. There has to be order in our lives. And we have to have solace or find comfort in something. And people find it in their faith.
Okay.
And when I look at creation in general, I can't see it being anything other than some entity, you could call it what you want to call it, of a superior being. There's evidence of a superior being somewhere. Now, I always tell people, I'm not going to get into the nitty-gritty, because you may call your father daddy, you may call him papa, I may call mine the old man. So it doesn't matter what we call our creator, once we call him.
Right.
Right?
That's right.
But we get down into the fighting with each other because of, So, I don't know. It shocks me sometimes.
So I would like these individuals to come back and explain to me.
They won't. No. You can end up being an argument. That's the truth.
Just tell me when you take that element out.
What will happen?
What's going to happen enough. After? That's what I want to know.
Yeah.
You know what I mean?
Right, there'll be chaos, sir.
Yeah,
and you can see it happening around you. You too. Brass Sax, good afternoon. Hello.
Good afternoon.
Hi.
Mr. Johnson?
Yes, I am.
Yes, sir. Could I add my 2 cents worth to the discussion, please?
If you want to.
Okay.
I won't stop you.
No, I think what Muhammad Nasser is trying to say, even though I agree with a lot of what he says, but not totally, Jesus was, like, supposed to be the Messiah. He did everything. You know, there's a little course. It says, everywhere he went, he was doing good. He was a mighty healer. He cleansed the leper. I mean, there was nothing beyond him to do for anyone poor. They said the common man heard him more gladly. And despite all of this, when push came to shove, after shouting, Hosanna, Hosanna, they cried, crucify him, crucify him.
Within a day. Chose, within 4 days.
Okay, sir. And chose instead to set him free, they set Barabbas free. But Christ was on a mission, and his people, even though I am a Muslim as well, I am not one of those Muslims that don't believe that Jesus Christ was not crucified. You know, he said that we, his followers, will be brought before magistrates and kings for his name's sake. And like Paul, we have to look. Where I disagree with him is that we don't look for him coming again, because as Paul said, if Christ be not risen, we are of men most miserable. Because talking about the injustices of the world, we as human beings can't seem to get them solved. We have churches, we have mosques, we have synagogues, we have temples, you name it. And the world is getting worse. As you know, I was just talking about the crime in the world. The statistics are going up and up. So he promised us that after all we go through for him, when you see the signs, this is, he said, but don't look for Christ coming. He said, but when you see the signs, we won't know the day or the hour. We can't go and say, well, you know, tomorrow at 12 o'clock, as some false pretenders and false prophets will say, tomorrow at 12 o'clock, prepare, he's coming. He said, but when you see the signs, look out, your redemption draweth nigh. So people like me, I firmly believe that just very soon, I mean, they say very soon, I don't mean next week or next month, but the hour is near. When we look on the world stage, we see everything is being set up for the Antichrist to come and rule in Israel. The third temple will be rebuilt. I believe that strongly. I believe that America will be attacked. It will not say by whom. Because they say who is like unto her, who can make war with her. Because she had all nations under her umbrella. For no man buyeth the merchandise of gold and silver and precious stones and ornaments, blah, blah, blah. And it goes on and goes on. So, but there is something that came to my mind recently, another point he would have touched on. No, we would have been given a little bit by King James. Remember, we were brought into slavery when he talked about Columbus discovering the New World, right? You there?
I am always here. I don't go anywhere. Between 10 o'clock and 1 o'clock, I am here. Either in the chair joining or in the chair I in. Ma'am, let me say to you, before you go on, right?
Yes.
The reason why I do not get into religious discussions or go backwards and forwards is because you will call and you will put your faith on the line. Then somebody will call and say, I don't agree with you because. Then the next person will say, I don't agree with you because. And it becomes, I don't agree with you. And I keep saying the one thing that religion should do that it seems not to do is to get us to agree. And I don't understand.
You know,
I don't.
You know,
I hear all the prophecy. I hear all the confusion. And I know why it exists. But what I'm saying is, if we know why it exists, why don't we fix it? Why do we wait on the second coming to fix it? If none of us can be around for it, well, let's fix what we could while we're here. So if it means I have to understand your point of view without becoming confrontational, without crying you down, then I need to do that because my religious teaching should tell me this is what I should do. We keep pointing out our differences
and not what we believe in. No, your Bible says iron sharpeneth iron. And for me, Muhammad Nasser is one of the few men in Barbados I admire and look up to. But every day you learn things. Let me make my final point then and explain to you something that I wanted to touch on, something that he would have made. Now, we have this Bible called the King James Version. Now, if I give you my version of a story, you mean it could there are things that could have
been other versions.
Right. No, in
that's
the Bible,
what it admits.
In John chapter 1, verse 47, it says that when Christ came across Nathanael, one of his disciples, he said, "Here is a true Israelite in whom there is no fault." And you have books in the Bible. You have the books of Matthew, Mark, Luke, John, Paul, James, Peter, Timothy, blah, 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 blah. Well, not Timothy, because that was written by Paul. And yet you hear, you have Christ saying, this is a man who there is no God, and yet you have no books of Nathanael. So you pick sense from nonsense, what you have, your work with, you try to decipher what makes sense and what don't make sense. And you got to go on your knees in prayer, and God will reveal himself to you. That's
ma'am, and here's the problem that we run into all the time. That the way he reveals himself to you may differ from the way that John thinks he reveals himself to him, or I feel that he reveals himself to me, and then we start an argument. I got a piece of information from someone who said to me it was not Flo that installed, that changed. It was when they were Lime, they gave the UPS, and then they changed the Flo, and the service provider changed, so I used the wrong name. So my apologies to the company that's changed its name from Cable and Wireless to Lime to Flo to Cable and Wireless to whatever the new company is. People, in the two minutes that I have left, let me say this, okay? The provision of service in this country needs a relook. Our institutions have fallen into disrepair. And it is reflected in the economy of our country. It is our country. You who were born here, you of us who came here by BOAC, and those like me who came by BOAT. It is our country. If there are things that we can fix, let us fix it. The economy is not going to bloom and blossom unless the little nuts and bolts get fixed. So we have to look at our consumer protection legislation. We have to ensure that the institutions set up to protect consumers do that. And our service providers need to understand the meaning of the word service. So whether it's the bank, Flo, Lime, Golden Apple, whatever name you care to call it, people, in the end, we are flesh, blood, and we are people. On behalf of the people in here, John Stout, my technical operator producer, I'm Dennis Johnson. Have a good afternoon.